Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Peters for CCR to House Bill 1216.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1216 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Department of Human Services.
Representative Peters, you're recognized to explain your CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, the Human Services Department budget is a 1.5% cut.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the CCR? Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Peters, it looks like there's stimulus money in this bill. Does it have any strings attached?
Yeah, it's all for FMAP purposes.
Members, the House will come to order. Members, please take your seats. Representative Peters, could you please repeat your answer?
Yes, it's all for FMAP uses, federal match for Medicaid.
Representative Reynolds, for a follow-up.
Does it create any obligation in future years for us, to your
knowledge?
It does
not.
Seeing no additional questions, Representative Peters moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye. All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1216 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the Department of Human Services.
Representative Peters moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Jackson votes aye. Representative Derby votes aye. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative Morgan votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Wesselhoft, do you care to vote? Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Representative Russolo. Representative Shelton. Representative Shoemake. Representative McCaffrey. Representative Miller votes aye. Declare the vote.
87 aye, 5 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Peters now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, that will be the order. Declare the vote.
87 aye, 5 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.